What is up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Red and Yellow. I haven't been here for a while because school is overwhelming and it's a lot of BS. But other than that, I am going to go ahead and give y'all a good episode talking about Avatar Studios, what I think about it, and what do people expect. Now let's dive into it.
Welcome to another episode of The Red and Yellow with your host, Tae-John. Here, we'll be going over a slew of genres, including music, movies, pop culture, games, and more. If you're interested in following us, go ahead and press that plus button, and we'll be getting into it. Thank you for subscribing to The Red and Yellow.
What is up? So, Avatar Studios. Nickelodeon just made a deal with the creators of Avatar The Last Airbender to make a new series, or at least make series for Nickelodeon now. This comes after the whole drop in controversy with Netflix. Avatar Studios was only created right after, you know, they made a deal with the creators. I forget their names, but other than that, Netflix was trying to create a live-action series with the Avatar creators, and things fell through. They didn't see their vision. People were aged up, stories were changed, people's characters changed drastically, and the creators didn't like that, so they left the project. And they left out a letter specifically saying whatever ends up on screen is not what they envisioned. So as we can see, the series hasn't came to fruition yet. It's probably already created, but it has not came out yet, because Netflix has to make a return on their money sooner or later on that investment. Now, after those deals fell away, Nickelodeon saw an opportunity to go ahead and grab these beloved creators that now have reached some level of virality. Now, dealing with Avatar Studios, when that first came out, people were very surprised. People are happy because now the expanded universe of Avatar can be huge, and people might be able to see more from Avatar Studios. Now, me personally, I don't want to see any more Avatar. I love Avatar, but I think it should be left alone as is. It should be either expanded by comic books, maybe shorts here and there, but to create new series and new movies, it's not something that I would like. Now, reading this article from CBR is somewhat trustworthy. They put out a lot of spam articles, but the fandom behind Avatar The Last Airbender and Legend of Korra rejoiced recently at the announcement from Nickelodeon that the network would be creating Avatar Studios to produce animated movies and other content to future expand the franchise. However, in a race to guess what new frontier the original series creators and new studios creatives leads Brian Kinetsico, I believe I'm pronouncing that right, and Michael Dante DiMartino will explore, many fans have overlooked the most exciting possibility of all. Sure, everyone wants to see furtherance of the Team Avatar story and tales of a new Avatar, but in reality, fans desperately need a Red Lotus prequel. Now, there's a lot of potential with this because they've already probably developed a ton of things in the background. There's so much lore to expand upon and create things for in this series. You got Prince Zuko in the future, where he has to find his mother. That's in the comics. You got Prince Zuko's story. You got Avatar story. Like, what did Team Avatar do as they're growing up? How did they fight their battles? There's past with Roku and his brother. There's even more past with Avatar Wu and all the other Avatars that existed beforehand. Now, the only reason I say I don't want to see any more Avatar is because the fandom will become even more toxic. That's the reason why it blew up. It became viral. People leashed onto it when it put on Netflix. Everybody watched it, rewatched it, and it was like, oh, wow, this series is great. This is my favorite series of all time. Even before it became got on Netflix for the third time. But with the new day and age, with people being able to become obsessed with series and stuff like that, it becomes a little bit toxic, especially with animated characters. Oh, the internet is going to go crazy when the new series comes out. And nothing can go wrong. Even if it's bad. Even if the stuff that comes out from Avatar is somewhat bad compared to their previous works, nothing can go wrong with the series. Let me say that again. Even if the creators do bad on the next things that come out, it can't be bad in the eyes of the fandom. That's when things become toxic. You can already see some articles that say more Avatar from Pride.com. They wanted an Azula redemption arc. The grown-up adventures of original Team Avatar, a film dedicated to bisexual icon. Like, to me, I want more series that focus on the story more than relationships, because that's not what this series was ever about. Now, but stories that focus on the characters, the aspects of a character versus the trials and tribulations that make this character learn from their mistakes or learn from their trials, is way better than it's way better to have somebody that learns from their trials and tribulations than to have a story about all the aspects that make them and that makes them perfect. Nobody's ever perfect. So that would be terrible if it was just about the aspects of these characters, or at least just the relationships, like love relationships between characters. I could care less. You don't need relationships in any story to become successful. Most of Avatar: The Last Airbender and Korra went without relationships. And the one thing that the internet wants to see is shipping, is ships. The one thing that people probably want to see is more stories about Korra and everything after that. And Nut Tuck, but me, I don't want any more Avatar. It's going to get toxic, in my opinion, from the fandom, and I don't want to hear that. But that's it for this episode, guys. Make sure you check out all the other episodes of our podcast, and we'll be seeing you soon. Thanks for sticking around on the Red and Yellow.
Thanks for subscribing to the Red and Yellow with your host, Tejan. Make sure to expect for more and come back with that same expectation. We hope to see you soon in our next video. Thanks again for watching the Red and Yellow.